Just how fresh is the food you're buying? The consumer group Choice has released a new report looking at the ways that supermarkets and greengrocers extend the shelf life of meat, fruit and vegetables. It's found that some lamb cuts can be stored for up to 122 days before they're sold, and beef mince for up to 44 days. Apples can be stored for many months. The experts say there's no negative effect from keeping food that long, but Choice is wondering if you can still call it fresh. Ashley Hall reports.
To satisfy the guidelines drawn up by the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission, retailers may only use the term fresh if they're referring to food put on sale as early as possible after it's picked, caught or produced. But the consumer group Choice says that definition is often applied very loosely.
We've got vacuum-packed meat using carbon dioxide and nitrogen to inhibit the growth of microorganisms, which allows lamb cutlets to be stored for up to 112 days. And using similar method of packaging, chilled beef mince to be stored for up to 44 days.
Ingrid Joost is a spokeswoman for Choice.
If the vacuum packaging is not sealed properly, if there are some piercings in that packing, or perhaps the vacuum pack starts to become loose, that's when you can face some difficulties with regards to bacteria getting into that vacuum pack.
The new techniques that extend the shelf life of many products have allowed consumers to enjoy a wide range of foods all year round, and they mean food can be transported further. But Choice's Ingrid Joost says there can be a cost.
That is more so with, for example, your fruit and vegetables. English spinach refrigerated for just 8 days loses more than 50% of its key nutrients. Apples is another key fruit that is stored for a period of time using a substance called 1-methylcyclopropene or 1-MCP to extend shelf life.
So should they be labelled fresh?
I think what we're seeing is the term fresh being used almost as a default these days against the manufactured produce and products that we're seeing in our supermarkets, which, let's face it, make up the majority of the space when you walk through the door.
Yeah, I guess we're arguing the definition of fresh, aren't we?
John Durham is the Managing Director of Apple and Pear Australia Limited, the peak body for Australian producers.
We would say, yes, they're still fresh. They're not processed, they're not cooked, they're not sliced and canned, they're not sliced and put in bags. It's a whole fresh apple that you get, but it's not the fresh apple that you would pick off Adam and Eve's apple tree. But if we were picking a fresh apple off Adam and Eve's apple tree, consumers would have apples from beginning of February until the end of May, and that would be the extent of consumers' ability to access apples in this country.
While Choice argues the nutritional value of fruit and vegetables diminishes with time, research conducted for apple growers found there could be an increase in antioxidants during the storage process.
Could I just say to you that an apple that's been stored for 3 months has more nutritional value than having no apple at all?
There's no question, though, about the effect on meat of using packaging techniques to extend its freshness.
The idea is that the meat is placed in the container and then flushed with usually nitrogen and carbon dioxide and then sealed with plastic.
John Bowman is an associate professor at the University of Tasmania's Food Safety Centre.
And the idea is that you have a modified atmosphere or very low oxygen level, which then prevents bacteria from growing on the meat and then causing it to spoil.
Choice recommends shoppers look to canned or frozen fruit and vegetables if they're worried about the age of so-called fresh produce. The argument is, if it's processed immediately after harvest, the nutritional value should stay intact.
Ashley Hall.